Mr. Lynch said lahars were recorded at significant intensity for about 1 hour. He said steam was also observed coming from the beaches, which is also an indication of the intense lahar flow.
We had intense precipitation, two periods of intense precipitation, actually three periods, culminating into significant lahar flows. One at about 4 o'clock yesterday morning. The second one occurred at about 2:30 yesterday, and later third one at about 5:30. The first two were recorded on seismographs on both sides of the island, Bambo Range and Walibu, at significant intensity, and they lasted close to 1 hour. The one at about 6 was much bigger on the Walibu side. In fact, I think it came down more than one of the valleys on that side. In fact, from Belmont, we were able to see some steam and ash plumes emanating from the beaches. So it was either Rozo, Walibu, Dry Walibu, and Wet Walibu, or all of them. So they were quite intense flows.
Mr. Lynch disclosed that there has also been an increase in seismic activity at La Soufre, which can also be attributed to the high levels of rainfall.
Seismologically, we have seen an uptick in earthquakes, small earthquakes, and this is something that is expected with the intense rainfall. Mm-hmm. It's just a way which the system responds to the intense rainfall. So it's not that the volcano is getting out of repose or anything like that. I didn't have the time to check the total number, but it was quite a few. But as I say, that's normal given the high level of precipitation that has occurred.
And Mr. Lynch said roadblocks were also recorded on the windward side of the island. And he reemphasized the importance of carrying out a re-evaluation with regard to settlements in areas which are vulnerable to hazards.
The windward side, the roads are again blocked. And that's not surprising. It's going to be like this. Remember last time we spoke, I mentioned that the whole issue of rehabilitation will depend on not just the hazard, but the socioeconomic aspects of the risk. So things like access. If every time there's an intense rainfall, you're going to get certain parts of the island cut off. One will have to reevaluate, you know, the cost of re-establishing settlements in certain parts, because we are talking about very huge boulders.
That was head of the La Soufre monitoring team, Lloyd Lynch. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufre volcano update.